An Augusta lobbyist who testified on behalf of an offshore investment firm run by a controversial casino developer now says he made a mistake. Steve Missler has details.
Back in March, attorney Dan Riley told the legislature's Veterans and Legal Affairs Committee that he had been hired by Bridge Capital, an investment firm located in the Mariana Islands. Sean Scott, who could benefit from a casino referendum set to appear before voters in November, is a partner with the firm. Riley didn't have a lot to say during the hearing, but his claim that he was hired by Bridge Capital touched off a series of actions that could yield a hefty fine by the Maine Ethics Commission against the heavily scrutinized casino campaign. Riley now says his testimony was an error and that he was hired by Universal Capital Holdings, LLC. In a letter to the VLA committee, Riley wrote that he had no idea who runs Universal Capital Holdings. Recent campaign finance disclosures show a web of domestic and offshore companies bankrolling the casino campaign. Universal Capital Holdings is not one of them. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.